My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Rod Mayo is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, and they have 5 New England offices, or you can go to northeastmenshealth.com. Rod Mayo also brought to you by Land Rover of Norwood, by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, and by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes.
I actually bought a Range Rover from those guys.
You did?
Yeah, I did. They didn't give me a discount.
They didn't give you a deal?
No.
Wow. I bet they will now, Coach.
And I only eat Hellman's. It's one game.
Yeah, Hellman's. Well, I mean, listen, that we can probably do something with the new car, I would assume. Congratulations.
So. No, thank you. Thank
the
you.
Mayo era begins with a win.
Yeah. You know, I was pretty pumped for the guys. It's really not about me. I told them at the end of the game, you know, I'm only as good as those guys are. And they went out there and executed. And, you know, all the praise and all that stuff goes to those guys. And for me, it's about changing the page and getting ready for Seattle.
I feel like I owe you a bit of an apology.
You don't owe me. If you guys say, like, I don't listen to any, like, seriously, I do not. I'm in a bubble. Yeah. I don't listen to, you know, anything good or bad as far as the media is concerned.
I mean, I was mocking you on the virtual sprints.
It's fine.
It seems like the coaching style, the guys love it.
For me, it's okay. You know, I'm going to do it my way. And I feel like at some point in time, like, I have to trust that I have the right staff around the players, and those guys are going to go out and perform, and they did. So I'm excited for them once again. Like,
yeah,
I'm good. Like, this is what I tell people all the time. I try to be very truthful because I was a top 10 pick in 2008. So I'm okay.
Are you planning on saying something before every game to Jacoby Brissett that makes him cry?
I feel like someone who has the ball in his hands every play. I need to make sure we're on the same page. And, you know, he went out there and displayed a lot of things. Like, you know, he's a tough guy. He's a tough guy that it really doesn't matter. And I talk about pulling the nose up on the plane, and he did that a few times. And actually made some plays with his legs, which mm-hmm. which is surprising. He's, like, probably the slowest black quarterback in the league. No.
Look at Stacey. It'd be tough to find one slower than him, though. But you're right. This is an interesting point because you talked about for the players, right?
I thought you meant being slow.
No. When did you realize, or when did you maybe, because it's all about buying in to what the coach is trying to put out there, buying into the culture. When did you realize that this team was buying in to what you were saying?
It's hard to really pinpoint when that moment happened. You know, we give these guys targets every week, and you know, as a coaching staff, we try to say, look, if we get these three things done, we'll be okay. What I will say, look, it's one game, and so I'm not saying to pump the brakes, or well, I am saying to pump the brakes. It's one game, and until we continue to win and continue to go out there and play football the way that we know how to play football, we'll see what happens.
I mean, you talked a lot in training camp about specifically being able to run the ball and control the line of scrimmage.
I said it before this game, and I tell the players, I don't care if you feel like I'm giving out game plan secrets or anything like that. I really don't. Like, I'm telling you, we're gonna run the ball. You gotta stop us at some point in time. Like, you gotta stop us. And I tell the players too, like, if you wanna go out there and talk noise and say how great you are, I'm good with that. But you better be ready to go out there and prove it each and every week. And I think the guys buy into that.
Yeah. And we had Boomer Esiason was just on with us.
Love Boomer.
And Boomer was talking about Ramondre Stevenson, you know, running the ball 25 times. Can he do that all season long if that's what this team is going to be?
One thing I'll say about Ramondre, and I've told him this, so when you guys talk to him, you should ask him, but I think he's one of the best backs in the league. I just don't think he gets the appreciation. I don't think he gets the hype as some of these other backs. He's one of these guys that always falls forward for, you know, 4 or 5 yards. And, you know, at the end of the game there, he was a little bit tired, and he wanted to stay in the game. And I was just like, yo, this is the start of something special going forward.
Even though you're in your own bubble, though, there was a narrative about this team heading into the season, whether it was local media, national media, fans. So how do you make sure that your team doesn't read into that and get in over their head? Because I think that this was a statement win for a lot of the guys to kind of shut people up. And correct me if I'm wrong, but whether it was the offensive line, the offense, or what is the defense going to look like without Matt Judon, it seemed like this was starting things off on the right foot to tell people to relax a bit.
No, that's a great question. I would say they definitely hear everything that you guys say. And so as the head coach, I always try to tell them, you know, don't pay attention to it. But, you know, whether it's social media or the radio or newspaper, they definitely hear it. But we all have a chip on our shoulder. You don't have to know what it is, but we all have a chip on our shoulder from whether it's childhood or adulthood. And, you know, those guys just went out and played hard. They went out. And so now the challenge or the opportunity for me is to, you know, instill a sense of urgency with these guys. And, you know, if we got to learn how to win. We got to learn how to win. And we won one game. And that's what it is. It's one game. And I think that's a huge part of it.
Gerard, you said at the beginning of this how proud you were. You were happy about the players. But it was totally apparent to everybody watching how happy they were for you. It's not every day you see a Gatorade bath.
It was early.
But
there was still a couple minutes left.
Week one Gatorade bath.
I had a lot of faith in Ramondre. No,
left me sticky.
No, but, I mean, that had to be satisfying and a real memorable moment for you as a head coach.
No, absolutely. You know, going to the game, I felt pretty good. I felt normal, I guess. That's the way to say it. But, you know, at the end of the game, that's when it really hit me at the end of the game. It didn't hit me at the beginning of the game, middle. It didn't hit me, you know, 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. It hit me when those guys continued to run the ball and run out the clock. And that's when I was like, all right, we're going to build something. We got to build off of this.
Offensive line only allowed one sack.
I've told you guys the entire time, and I've told the media, we've overblown the deficiencies that we have at offensive line. Every single preseason game, turn on the tape. This is what I would say. Turn on the tape. Every single preseason game, I would say we dominated the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively. Now, there were some things. There was the one practice versus Philly where everyone kind of blew that out of proportion, but I have nothing but total faith in Scott Peters, AVP, Kugler, Mike, all those guys to get those guys ready to go, and we don't hear it.
Now, is there any chance with the offensive line playing as well as they played that we'll start to see maybe some Drake May packages? Because when you think about running
the
football.
He's the number one Drake May advocate over here.
When you think about running the football. Come on, Wiggy.
We won the game.
Right, but when you think about running the football.
Come on, Wiggy. Hey, it's
that,
about Jacoby.
That IPO looks about, good.
It's about, Wiggy, it's about Jacoby.
Right, yeah, no, right. No, no. I'm just asking the question.
It's about Jacoby. And I would also say, look, Jacoby, how many plays did he make yesterday with his legs? And you know, from a defensive perspective, you don't really expect that. And when he does it, he does it. He did a good job. Jacoby did a good job controlling the game, not making mistakes. We won the turnover battle. We won the hitting yardage battle. And that's what I'm talking about.
Jacoby was behind Ramondre second when it comes to that. Does that worry you that it's those two, that it's your quarterback and one guy that's getting all those yards?
Not at all.
Okay.
You know, for me, Ramondre is one of those guys that you can give him the ball 20, 25 times a game, and he'll get you 4.5 yards a carry. And, you know, the guys behind him, Gibby and Hasty, those guys, they also have a skill set that's pretty good for our offense.
What about the operation, Gerard? So even teams that are talented, that have coaches that have been there for a while, when they change both coordinators, it's a learning curve. Well, yesterday, your first game as a head coach in the regular season, DeMarcus Covington's first game as a defensive coordinator, Alex Van Pelt, first time working with you guys as the offensive play caller. How'd you think the operation went?
I thought it went well, and we ironed out all the problems during the preseason after every single game. I would ask for feedback, like, how can we do this better?
Wiggy has some ideas.
No, I'm sure. Look, like I said, it's one game, and I've always said that the team you see today won't be the team you see tomorrow. And so that's our mentality. And, you know, we have a North Star, we have a Red Star all over the building where that is winning, but at the same time, it's getting better each and every week, and that's what I expect from the guys.
We are at Gillette Stadium with Gerard Mayo.
We are at Gillette.
And the Hellman's Mayo question of the week. By the way, you can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season.
Yum.
Creamy.
Yes.
Maybe
always.
Maybe that. Maybe rather than Gatorade. When it's a win, it ought to be mayo.
Mayo bath.
Hey. What about the mayo bath?
As long as we win, I don't care what it is. I was surprised by the Gatorade bath.
You were?
Yeah, I was. It was pretty cool, though. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I'll say. I thought you guys did a really good job defensively, especially that front. When you look at what Keon White was able to do, you always talk about, you know, anybody who's played the game knows the game starts in the trenches. When you look at what your defensive front was able to do pretty much all game long to Joe Burrow, an elite quarterback, and just making him feel and look uncomfortable back there, what was some of the stuff that you saw from your D-line?
I saw those guys just hustling, and a lot of those sacks, you know, once again, the pass rush has to marry up with the back end. And so I thought Keon had a great game. I thought, you know, let's rewind and go to the run game. Mm-hmm. You know, DG and, you know, Farms, all those guys did a great job in the run game to get them into passing situations. And I would say they went out there and played well. They hustled. And this is why I always preach, let's run to the ball, because you know when you run to the ball, like, things happen. Mm-hmm. Things happen in this game, and I thought they did a good job. And we've had great defenses here in this organization where you haven't had that premier rusher. And we were able to still get pressure through, like, stunts and different games that we run up front. And those guys did a good job yesterday. In saying that, you know, when you watch the film, there's still so much room to improve. There's so much room to improve. And, you know, one thing I will say about the game, I was so proud of the guys. I always talk about pulling the nose up. Right, and so when the plane's going down, be ready to pull the nose up. in the third quarter, it got a little shaky there. And I'm sure you guys, all you guys here sitting around me, probably were like, oh, no, oh, no. Hey, but they were able to pull the nose up, and it was good. It was good for the team.
Cardona getting that fumble.
Joe Cardona.
Yeah, to have a vet like that on your team, though, I mean, how happy were you that he was
a vet military-wise
right.
or football-wise?
Well, both. Yeah, I mean, both.
First time a long snapper has created a fumble.
You know, look, Joe's a good athlete. He was voted a captain by his peers, and you know, we told him just go to the ball, and to cause a turnover like that, I was just pumped for him.
Looking ahead and this week, what are the things that you're going to go in and say we got to work on?
First, I do think it's important that the guys know, you know, when we hit our targets, like, we have a very good chance to win the game. And so before we change the page, that's what I want to talk about. And then after that, there were so many plays out there that we just kind of left out there. And I want to show them that. Like, even though we walk away with a win, there are so many opportunities for us to be a better football team. And that's my message to the team.
We saw that Robert Kraft gave you the game ball after. Must have been a nice moment for you. Did you happen to hear from your predecessor? Congratulations on the first win.
I'm not going to get into that, but what I will say is this. It was very special, you know, for me to, you know, get the game ball from Mr. Kraft. And, you know, I was so thankful just for the opportunity, not only for me, but also for Elliot. And so I actually gave a ball to Elliot, you know, because we work in tandem. But what I will say is, you know, it was just such a special moment. You know, it's probably, you know, it was 20 plus years that it's been a different coach in there, and it was good.
So some of those targets,
you're gonna make me cry.
Oh, don't worry about it. Hey, we know that guys can cry now.
Men don't cry.
Some of those targets, would that be, you know, holding your opponent to under 100 yards rushing, your third down proficiency on defense was, you kept them on the 45%.
We'll always be. We'll always have a good run defense. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that. And when I talk to you guys, look, I'm talking to the players. They listen to this mm-hmm. stuff. Like, you know, earlier what I said was, you know, they, you know, Instagram, whatever it is, they listen to it. So here you go, guys. We'll always be a good run defense, no matter what. And our job defensively is to, you know, make the other team one dimensional, and that's what happened yesterday. Go ahead, finish your question.
No, I just I love to kind of give people a look behind the curtain a little bit.
So, and you, like, do a great job.
Some of those things, and then obviously,
where is the curtain?
Yes, we pulled it back right
pull
now.
It back, pull
the
it back.
Monday morning meeting. I bet it was probably guys were pretty happy to be involved in that, and just talking about some of. I know it's difficult to really say some of the things that we try to set goals for, but it looks like you were able to do defensively and offensively. I don't know if it's a buck 25 that you're looking to do rushing the ball on offense. But
I said, I think it was Wednesday. I said we're going to run the ball. It's not a secret. Once again, you know, I think sometimes it gets overblown. Oh, these you know, they know the scheme. They know what you're trying to. Look, we're gonna run the ball all year. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Here you go. We're gonna run everything that we do is. Just listen, so I never have to answer this again. We will always offensively be a run first team, and you gotta stop it. And if you do, then we have other answers after that. It's not a secret. And I would say, you know, it comes down to everyone gets so tied up into the X's and O's. No, it's about beating the man across from you. It's about execution. It's about being tougher than that guy. It's about playing with better fundamentals than that guy. It's about moving bodies, as you know. Mm-hmm. You're right? Well, you move bodies.
Well,
back
I don't know.
Day.
I mean,
you had good hands.
Just
you
let
block.
Me catch the football. I left the moving bodies to Rod Rutledge and some of those offensive linemen.
Just has hands. They're very good. But, Gerard, we've been talking all day about, you know, Jacoby Brissett's start, how that sort of adds to the runway to sort of get the season underway and see where you guys are. The plan, I know you're not going to pull the curtain back on that completely, but are there revisions? Have there been revisions that to the plan with Drake May? Where are there things that could happen between now and week 5 that would change it, or is the plan just no matter what happens on the field, you're going to stick with what you and Elliot have put together?
As a coaching staff, as an organization, we're 100% behind Jacoby. I just read that off this paper.
I like it. Because...
Hey, we're 100% behind Jacoby, and we have a developmental plan for Drake. I mean, it's not for you guys to know what the developmental plan is, but we're developing him as well as getting Jacoby ready to go out there and be our starting quarterback and win games. I'm not sure what else I can say about that.
No, and is a part of that being, you know, a former player, and you brought him in here and told him, hey, this is your job, so you want to honor that?
No, that's not how it worked out. It worked because I preach competition all the time, and Jacoby won the competition, and he won the game yesterday. The team won the game yesterday. The guys are behind him. Like, we're moving forward, and we're getting ready for Seattle.
And is Drake on the same page when it
Drake's
comes to
on
that?
The same page.
He understands.
I had an individual conversation with Drake. I had an individual conversation with Jacoby. I had a conversation with the two of them together, and I also had a conversation with the team. And we're all on the same page, very transparent. I believe, you know, coaches should be transparent because we've all had coaches that weren't.
Oh, believe that.
And it kind of makes you upset. And so for me, I'm always going to be honest, and I tell the coaching staff our job is to put a mirror in front of the guys and show them what it really is so they can become the player that they want to be. And you know, your family, oh, you know, you did a great job. Like, Mom, no, I didn't. Everyone around you is always going to talk about, you know, how good you did. And when you come in this building, like, we have to be very honest with each other, have honest conversations.
Do you find that being the thing? Because that is the biggest thing for athletes, especially football players in the NFL, is a coach that can be 100% transparent, you know, and just say, hey, give it to me straight. I'm a man. I'll take it whatever way it is. Do you feel like that's part of, because we hear the players talk about the vibe is different. Do you feel like that's a big message for you, is giving it to these guys because you're a former player, the way, with no sugarcoating it, so they can feel like he's keeping it real?
I do. And this, once again, this is a relationship business.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't tell you the truth and what it really is, then we're going to have a problem. Like, we're always going to, at some, it may not be a problem today, it may not be a problem tomorrow, but at some point in time, it's going to be a problem. But if I always tell you the truth, I don't have to remember, hey, what's the last thing I told you? and so,
100%.
And once again, I don't want to, like, it's a great win for the team. At the same time, we have so much to work on.
How much stock do you put in that it was a road win, the first one? And will the vibe be different now that you have a home game ahead of you?
Not really. We talk about, you know, if we don't create our identity, someone will create it for us. You guys here on TV and podcasts and radio. And so we talked about, you know, being able to play on the road, and now we're going to talk about protecting our house. And hopefully, here's a message for the fans. Come out and be loud when our defense is out there, but don't be loud when our offense is out there. But, you know, I do think that's part of it.
I know you guys were flying back, but did you catch any of your old teammates' debut on Fox yesterday?
I did not. I heard a little bit. What I will say, one thing about TV12 is that he's not a repeat error type of guy, or he's not a, you know, he'll get better each and every time. And so I heard some of the stuff, but not a lot, but I have nothing but 100% faith in him. He'll be a great one.
Yeah.
A all great right. one again.
Yeah.
A double goat. A double goat. Two goats.
Is it just
one goat body and two goat heads?
How does that work? I think that.
Well, listen, congratulations. Off to a good start here, and turn the page and get ready for Seattle.
You got talking a lot of noise about me next time I'm coming here. Who knows? We'll just keep winning.
Listen, I'm happy to apologize.
You don't have to apologize.
I didn't, the virtual sprints reps thing, I wasn't.
Virtual sprints? You're not doing virtual sprints.
All right, now we're doing fat jokes.
I'm not doing fat jokes. I just said you don't do virtual sprints.
Yeah, no, you got me. Well, all right, we got to get you, what do we have to do? We have to get you a discount on a new Range Rover.
New Range Rover and more mayonnaise.
More mayonnaise. And you got to pick your walk-up song.
I know. I'm still working on that. I don't have the time to think about it. Why don't you guys put something out on social media and say what it should be?
What it should be,
and then we vote on it.
Do you like Chapel Roan?
Chapel Roan?
That's Greg's Pink Pony.
How old are you?
Yeah. I act like I'm 27.
No, how old are you?
I'm 57.
Ooh. I don't know.
What did this turn into?
I'm saying it's just different. It's a different. What is Chapel Roan?
Chapel Roan's for the Gen Zers right now, but Greg is using that to relate to the younger folks.
Who are your top three artists?
Bruce. You like Hanson?
No. Top three artists.
Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh.
Tom Petty. And probably the Foo Fighters.
I would not pick you out to be a Foo Fighter fan, but we'll take it.
We often.
Now watch this. Wiggy, your top three. Go.
Biggie. I would say.
LFO.
No, I would say. I would say Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay.
And
Blues Traveler.
Michael Jackson. You love Michael Jackson.
I do like Michael Jackson.
Just the singer.
I would probably go Teddy Pendergrass.
Ooh, very minimal in your diversity of music taste.
Yeah. It's,
you gotta.
I love Journey too. I love Motley Crue.
You are not very diverse.
No, I know.
When it comes to music.
But he said my top three.
I know, but
he needs to be more diverse.
Yeah.
This reminds me of when Belichick did this with us last year.
Well, you're a VA guy, so I'm surprised you didn't have like the clips on there. Who's your top three?
The clips. Yeah, they from the crib.
Yeah. So who are your top three?
Tell us your top three, and then we'll put a bunch of songs.
I'm gonna go.
Taylor Swift.
No, I'm not doing Taylor Swift.
Well, we have to ask about Shyam also.
Who?
Oh.
You know how we were talking to you about Taylor Swift designing a play?
Yeah.
Our guy, Shyam, big PFF guy back in the studio, wants to design a play.
Fantastic. We'll run it. No.
Shyam?
If it's not a run play, I don't want to see it.
Shyam, what do you think?
Ooh, okay, so I got to come up with a good run play. You got it.
Hey, no, hold on. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go Biggie.
Okay.
I'm going to go Jay-Z.
Yep.
Some of these new guys are pretty. These groups. I'll go Migos.
Migos.
That's what gets
you. And you know what?
Hey, you know what?
I like
Migos. I'm not diverse.
I was gonna say you're not very diverse either.
No.
I mean,
You know what? I'm an Elton John fan. You want me to tell Elton John?
I like Journey.
Hey, so one time, I met Elton John. We went to this private concert. I was out there with Kraft, and you know, he's up there on the piano. It's first time for me hearing Elton John, and he's killing it. Boom, 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 boom. You know, on the piano and stuff. And then we go backstage, and we're talking, we're chatting it up, and we're literally in the middle of the conversation, and like three people come around him. He has this velour suit on. Three people come around him, and they just pull up like a curtain, and we're still having a conversation.
And he starts.
And he changes. Right changed.
Oh, he
right there.
Right
and
right
then the curtain went down. I was like, wow. He's a boss.
Didn't Elton John. He pee in the water bottle?
When
you're that talented, you can do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
You got major street cred.
Well, listen, thanks for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
All good.
Congrats.
All right, there he is, head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo. It's a Patriots Monday, and we will be right back.
The Conversation with the Coach is brought to you by Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Patriots are 1-0 on the season, taking down Cincinnati 16-10. That drops the Bengals to 1-5 in the season openers since 2019. Jacoby Brissett completed 15 of 24 passes for 121 yards. That was really good.
Nuggets? Well, we'll get to Nuggets.
I'll tell you right now. He's not very diverse either when it comes to music.
my takeaway is he wants no part of us designing a play for him. He got right into Migos right after.
He also does not want to play into the Bill Belichick back and forth.
Pretty clear old Bill didn't reach out after the game. That's my takeaway.
Shyam, come up with a good run play, buddy.
I will. I'll dial one up. Get ready for all the motions in the world.
A wild situation in Miami. Tyreek Hill was detained ahead of the Dolphins game against the Jaguars, about a block from Hard Rock Stadium while driving to the game. He received a citation for reckless driving and driving without a license. Video showed him on the ground with the officer's knee on his back. He still played. He scored an 80-yard touchdown. An officer, one of them, has been placed on leave while the incident is under review. In college football, BC took down Duquesne 56-0. They now rank 24th in the AP Top 25. The Sox fell to the White Sox yesterday, 7-2. They now have the Orioles in town, 7:10 first pitch, with Brian Baio getting the start at Fenway tonight. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Save today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market. Get value pack 80% lean fresh ground beef or 93% lean Shady Brook Farms ground turkey. Only $2.77 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I don't know if he's going to be the greatest coach of all time, but God, I hope he is, because he is awesome. 63 degrees, sunny skies, afternoon high 75.
Yeah, and well, maybe we'll get your nuggets. So what did you think of Jerod Mayo? We'll come back and talk to you about that as a Patriots Monday continues here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We're back at Gillette. It is a Patriots Monday. And Jerod Mayo, Jay-Z guy.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
So I don't know how. What are we going to do? We're going to throw a bunch of songs up from his three favorite artists. Who did he? Migos and
Biggie, Jay-Z.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And we'll see what everybody picks for.
Was it hard for you to pick your top three?
No.
Bruce, obviously.
Yeah.
But then Foo Fighters, I haven't heard you ever say that they're top three.
I love the Foo Fighters. I think
I thought you were going to say like OAR.
And yeah. Who was the other one?
Steve Miller Band.
Tom Petty.
No, I said Tom Petty.
Yeah.
I said Tom Petty.
You killed the guy. That's nice that you put him on the top
that
three.
That is true. It's only fair.
Jeez.
I don't know. I thought it's refreshing to hear a guy who tells you what they're going to do for the rest of the season, and that is run the football and doesn't mind saying it 10 times. So it's a different era.
It is a great era. Yeah. It is a breath of fresh air, and it doesn't matter what I think as much as it matters that the guys in that locker room loved the guy.
All right.
They played for him. They saw them screaming down the hallway. I think it was Jabril Peppers. Like, the way that that team came together, and it got, you know, Jerod was right. He said it got, you know, in the end, it was pretty close. It's a one-possession game. They have Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and the high-powered offense. You're on the road. When was the last big road win? Was it the Bills win game?
Probably.
That was probably a good one.
I mean, it bears repeating. It's the first time you're over 500 since December 12th, 2022, when you beat an awful Cardinals team at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah. I like that it's the – and I know a lot of people made fun of this – but the vibe and everything, I like the fact that he talked about the transparency between him and the players. And so when people go, well, why do the players kind of seem like, you know, they're buying into everything he's saying, is because he talks about just being honest with these guys.
And Bill wasn't that?
Right.
I mean, you played for him.
I felt like Bill was like Bill, but he did it in a different way. Like, Bill was just like, here's what you need to do, either get it done or somebody else is going
to
do it.
But how can you say you're doing what's in the best interest of the football team and you're not talking to the starting quarterback as the head coach?
Well, see, I think that was an issue, and I don't agree with Bill on that one, but I think that was an issue where once, and we've talked about this all the time, once Mac Jones crossed him and he no longer trusted Mac Jones, he basically went to the doghouse. That was like, anybody who's played for Bill knows, like, once you're in the doghouse and you're out of that circle, he can't trust you, he treats you a different way. It'll be interesting to see, like, maybe some of the guys. And I don't think Mayo's ever going to have that problem, because he comes across as a guy that, even though a guy might not agree what he's saying, he comes across as he's putting it into a way where the guy can at least understand.
Did it change your mind on if he and Elliott Wolff are on the same page, or he and AVP and Elliott Wolff are on the same page? Because I think him saying, making a point to say, I gave a game ball to Elliott, and, you know, where everybody is behind Jacoby, to me, maybe we read that wrong.
I still don't buy it. I mean, Gerard's, you know, listen, like, he'll tell you, he's been in the league a long time. So, you know, he also knows how to learn to play the game, say the things that they sound good but maybe really feel a different way.
He doesn't strike me as somebody, though, that's going to just say something to appease others.
Yeah, but,
like, I don't think
but
he
I
says...
do think, though, when he said we, I mean, I was somewhat of a peek behind the curtain that, I mean, but my takeaway, number one, outside of Bill not calling him, is that absolutely, this is not an imminent deal with Drake
There's
May.
There's no rush
in.
On their part to get
None.
Drake May.
No.
That no.
I
no.
think outside of injury, you're not seeing Drake May in the first half of the season.
Yeah. It's Worm. Hey, we haven't talked to Worm since right after the blind dating game.
Right.
Hey, Worm.
He's always in Twitch.
What up? Good morning.
What's going on?
Nothing. First off, Coco's sweater is hella fly. That's a
Thank
dope
you.
Sweater.
This is actually a men's sweater, and you can buy it at Abercrombie. Please use my link.
Oh,
all right.
I was
somebody trying to get paid.
I was super impressed with Gerard Mayo, not just in the game, in the interview. He's killing it. The whole staff, Covington had the defense ball hawk in the whole game. I was super impressed, and it gives us a little hope for sure. I also had an idea for Gerard Mayo's walk-up song. How about Bobby Brown, My Prerogative?
Well, I mean, we went with his top three. I like Bobby Brown's My Prerogative, but I feel like Jay-Z's, like, You Can't Knock the Hustle, or Migos, maybe Fight Night, or Walk It Like I Talk It. I think there might be a couple different ones there.
My pick would be How Do You Like Me Now?
How Do You Like Me Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because everybody here didn't want him. Yeah. Now everybody's kissing his bum.
It's 1 week, Curtis.
Oh, I got that
it's
perfect.
It's 1 week. It was one training camp, and that the world was caving
Curtis,
in because the coach was nice.
I have the perfect.
He's schwitzing over here.
Oh, I know.
Excited.
It is so great. Everybody has been telling you a lie. You don't need to be an a-hole. You don't need to tell people mistruths to be successful in the NFL. You have the greatest quarterback of all time. James could coach you to a Super Bowl.
I have the perfect song for you then for Mayo.
Yeah.
Big Pimpin'.
Ooh, love it.
Jay-Z's Big Pimpin'.
Perfect.
That
all right, well, we'll put them up on Instagram, right, Courtney?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And if you haven't given us a follow on the gram, as Courtney would call it, then you should. The Greg Hill Show, WEEI. Gillette Stadium all day. Jacoby Brissett this afternoon.
Yes.
And Jones and Keith coming up here next. The WEEI afternoon show with Jacoby Brissett. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back. Well, it is a Patriots Monday all day long. I think I was in error earlier when I said that our next guest would be down here today. Rich Keefe is in the studio. I believe like 43% of America who were in survivor pools up until yesterday. You are no longer in the WEEI survivor pool, Rich.
I am not. It was a blast while it lasted. I really enjoyed my time in this year's survivor pool. We're on to 2025.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got good company. Wiggy's out.
Cincinnati did us wrong.
Yeah, I certainly did not see that coming, so I deserve it. I deserve to sit it and watch the rest of the year. Good luck to everybody who's still playing.
I mean, there's only two of you on air on that one, on your show, and I made nice graphics for you guys. So please, we need Jones to make sure he stays alive.
Yeah, the graphics were nice. Yeah, Billy Lanny's still alive, so that's good. And Nick LaPan. So we got three of members of our show are still on to week two. But yeah, I'm out. I'm
good. Well, I mean, I don't think many expected that it was going to go that way yesterday.
I certainly did not. I mean, there was a lot of talk about Cincinnati being really bad early in the season, and that was obviously true. But, I mean, all the credit in the world to the Patriots. That looked like after starting the game with a penalty, they couldn't line up properly on the kickoff. You're like, here we go. And then they were dialed in the whole rest of the game. The defense was awesome. Even the special teams was great, like no penalties and things like that. So the turnovers, yeah, it was a great win, and they deserve to be pumped about it.
I thought they would have missed Joe Judge more.
They did not. No, addition by subtraction with Joe Judge.
Rich, those guys are all buying into the Mayo vibe down there. It seems like it's a real thing. And if they could play this way, that way defensively and run the football, I don't know if they're going to make major noise, but I think they're going to be a team that week in and week out, they're going to like, oh, they got a chance. They can win a football game.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a team that is a pain in the ass to play against. You know, like every week you're like, oh, my God, like this team that like actually tackles well. Like not a lot of teams in the NFL tackle well, as simple as that should be. And then just they're going to be super physical. And I don't think ultimately that's the way to win in today's NFL, but they don't really have the personnel for that. So they're just taking what they have and trying to maximize it. So, yeah, Seattle saw that and is like, oh, crap.
Getting ready for them, you got a little bit of a leg up when Gerard Mayo told you that they're just going to run the football every week. So
yep.
It's up to you to stop them.
And tonight, the Jets lose to the 49ers, and you will wake up tomorrow morning with the New York Jets in last place.
That is true.
Well, it was looking like both Miami and Buffalo were going to lose. Like when we were watching the Patriots game and then looking at the scores, you're like, oh, these guys are going to – then they both had big comebacks to win, but – yeah, no, I mean, it was an impressive victory for the Patriots, for sure.
All right, what are you guys doing on the show today?
Well, we will be joined by a couple of the winners. Hunter Henry, who had a huge pass breakup in the end zone, bailing Jacoby Brissett out. We'll talk to Hunter Henry and Juwan Bentley, who played in every snap on that defense. And then also Andrew Whitworth from the Amazon Prime pre- and post-game show. He's going to join us today as well, talk about week one in the NFL.
All right. And the other thing I would say, Rich, real quick, is that yesterday's game leads me to believe, and I know Mayo kind of didn't give us any insight into it, that we're going to see Drake May a lot sooner than later.
What?
What are you talking
about? You are the only person
in
the world who listened to that interview and thought that.
Because what is the biggest thing he said in that interview?
I mean,
the offensive line.
That we all support.
Not all about Jacoby Brissett. He's talking about Drake May.
He said the offensive line is better than everybody expected to be.
That it's a mirror, that the only way he's successful is if he's transparently honest, and he said that it's Jacoby's job.
Right, it is for now.
And when you mentioned Drake May, I could hear his eye roll in the car.
No, he might have been like, oh, I don't want to answer this. But when he said...
You always are amazing.
When he said...
I want to see Drake May as much as anybody in the world after week one.
My over and under is week six.
Okay.
And I believe he's starting before week six.
There's a possibility, but he's not starting the home opener. He's not starting...
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
But we're not talking injury.
Like we're not talking injury. But the way he talked about the offensive line was so good.
You're skipping
over...
Made
me think he's not playing this season.
The way he talked about Brissett.
No.
Like, come on.
He talked about Brissett because Brissett did a good job of game managing. Brissett was crying. Mark my words.
Which is asking what gummy you're on.
I'm not on no gummy. Listen to what Mayo say.
The problem is this.
He's speaking politically football talk to you.
That's not a real thing.
Yes, it is. And when he says the offensive line, that tells me that it's going to be a couple weeks with it where they have confidence in the offensive line that they can keep Drake May upright. All right.
Hey,
when I'm
right,
I can't wait. I am going to take such a victory lap on everybody.
Looking forward to it.
All right.
Jones and Kiefer next. We're back tomorrow morning on a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law with us tomorrow morning. We will talk to you at 6 a.m. Patriots Monday continues next here at WEEI. Thank you for your patronage.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.